In November of 2015, the FDA approved Aqua Bounty Aqua Advantage genetically engineered salmon. It's the first genetically engineered animal that the FDA has okayed for human consumption. Anchorage Representative Garen Tarr, who has sponsored similar legislation in the past two legislative sessions, is the resolution's primary sponsor. She offered a statement at the hearing.
So what you get when you have the genetically modified fish is you have something that makes it grow bigger and faster. The genetically modified salmon, and if you look at the website for the company who's proposed this, this was never really about sustainability. This has always just been about profit. You know, we have to question, you know, the difference between what's, you know, healthy for an ecosystem versus what is an economic opportunity.
The resolution expresses concern that the long-term effects on human health of consuming genetically engineered salmon are unknown, and that if the modified salmon were to escape, they could threaten wild fish populations, including wild salmon. The committee amended the resolution. Originally, it would have urged Congress to enact legislation that requires prominent labeling of all genetically engineered products. They amended it to ask for the labeling of genetically engineered salmon and salmon products. The floor was open to public testimony, but no one testified, and the resolution was moved out of committee. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.